time for children's moments.
Whatever's in this box came from Henry, and I'm anxiously awaiting to open it to see what could be in here, because I have not peeked. It's one thing I said I would not do. A telephone. I would say that's a relic, but that's the kind we have here. Anybody know who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Alexander Graham Bell. You know why?
No idea.
They got tired of talking with a can, two cans with a string attached to them. Ever seen that? Okay, well, never mind. Some of us have.
They got it
work. Someone said that... When we talk about telephones, and someone said that God sent the first text message, and with the Bible and different things, and the way He speaks to us and everything, and telephones are great to talk to one another. I can pick up the phone and call Roger and tell him something's not working, or something is working that he fixed. He shocked it both times. But this really does us no good when we try to communicate with God. We can pick up the phone and try to come up with some number to dial God, but it doesn't work. There are no phone numbers to heaven. The only phone number to heaven is His forgiveness. And so as we think about that, the only way that we can fully communicate with God is to talk to Him. And I guess I would encourage all of us, as we talk to Him and as we talk to each other, quit texting and pick up a phone and call someone and let them know. That's what real communication is. It's about talking, and it's about listening. It's not typing, and you know, you may totally disagree with this, and that's fine, because I'll say other things you'll totally disagree with. But to type some words in and send it to somebody is so impersonal. And I do it, even though I'm very slow at it. I see these people that can text 60 words a minute, probably. I text 60 words an hour. But it's important that we talk to each other, that we encourage each other, but it's important that we talk to God, that He knows that we love Him. He knows that we appreciate Him. And He knows that we need Him. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we sometimes in our busy life get to where we want to do things easy. We want to do things simply. We don't want to take the time. And as we heard this morning in class, if we talk to people, we can put aside a lot of differences. And when we speak to them, and there's something misunderstood, we can make amends at that time. Lord, help us to communicate one with another and one with you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to give it to Lainey. Okay.